Welcome to Larry Reedy's America. This is the whiskey version. Tonight, everyone's here. We got Steve Ollier, Mike Spreckelson, and Greg Dierberg, and myself. So this is going to be a very interesting podcast. We're going to check out their palate, especially, and the finish on some of these. But without further ado, let's start with Mike tonight. Mike, let's do taste number one.
Okay. On number one, I thought it had a very nice color. It just looked really nice in the glass. And on the nose, I thought it smelled fairly sweet. And had a little warm caramel smell. To me, it was the nose was very nice on this one. And maybe a little bit peppery. And I did get some cedar and some rose petal notes there. And on the taste, I thought it was a little bit nutty. Couldn't place the nut, but I think it tasted a little nutty. And I got a little ripe apple and cinnamon. And then on the second and third sip, I kind of detected a little more of a peppery, spicy taste. But it definitely got better each time. And the finish, I thought it had a rather sweet finish. And it was a long finish. It was very pleasant. I gave it 10 on appearance, 8 on the nose, 8 on taste, and 10 on the finish. So a total of 36.
Okay, Greg, let's go to you next.
Yeah, it was, it was real golden color. I've seen much darker, and I don't know, when you want to grade it, I like the color gold too, but it's like, when you grade it on color, right, you're kind of looking for darker stuff because it's aged longer. But, overall, it was a 7 I gave it. It was nice and oily, had nice legs on it. The nose, I was getting some banana and butterscotch and some spice. It was a very good drinker. Had medium body. Couldn't quite put my finger on what I was tasting, but it was good. The finish was medium to long for sure. It was a nice finish. I gave the appearance a 7, the nose a 7, the taste 8, and finish 7. With a total of 29.
Okay, Steve.
I gave the appearance on all of them just about the same. I gave a 9 for the appearance. It looks like it should. As far as the nose, I got a lot of clove and tobacco up front, and then some very ripe bananas. And like the ones you leave and they turn black. And mm-hmm. Yeah, those real ripe ones. Taste, I got a lot of toasted oat, some corn, some rye. I didn't get a whole lot of sweetness out of it. It was good, but finish, I thought it went right to being peppery and kind of finished in the mid-throat, not a real long, kind of a medium finish. So I gave it a 9 for appearance, 7 for the nose, 7 for taste, and 7 for the finish for a 30.
Okay. I gave it 9 for appearance. I gave it a 10 for the nose because it was oak, a leathery type smell, and I knew it was some kind of fruit, but I couldn't pick it out. And I love the taste, or the nose. And the taste, I got oak, again, leather, tasted some vanilla. And by the third taste and all the way through to the 4 ounces that I drank, the pepper was really, it really became prevalent. And I really liked it. I thought it had a great finish. So I gave the nose a 10. I gave the taste a 10. The finish a 9 for 38. It was Blood Oath Pack 6, 98.6%, 14 years age. And I still got some of the Pack 5. The 6, I favored a lot over the Pack 5. But, I mean, I just think Blood Oath is great.
What was the proof on that?
98.6. I thought it tasted like it was about 110. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
The finish was there. Huh? The finish was there. I would have thought it was a little, you know, I mean, definitely wasn't no 80 proof.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The neat thing about it is, you know, after that third taste, I thought, well, it's going to just dissipate a little on the finish. It got stronger.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it just stayed right there. And and actually, the taste, the pepper started to overwhelm the taste by the time I got done with the 4 ounces. So
I thought for sure you was going to give it a solid 10 all the way across the way you started, like Steve gets when he dives up there at the Batesville pool.
Damn right.
Okay.
That was Blood Oath what?
Pack 6.
Pack 6.
Yeah. And, okay, Steve, you start with number 2.
All right, number 2, I gave an appearance at 8. The nose, I thought it kept getting better. Up front, a lot of rose petals I got. It was real sweet, and rose petals. Then it kind of turned into toasted almonds, baked apples. I gave the nose a 9. I thought it was very nice. The taste, the toasted almonds kind of came through again, and actually got a little sweeter. Kind of like a Honey Nut Cheerio, I thought, you know. And then some herbs kind of took over. Herbaceous. Give it an 8 there. The finish, I thought, again, it was kind of a medium finish, but it was a lot of cinnamon, a lot of black pepper. After the sweetness, you know, your first sip you got, it was a little sweetness, kind of the tongue, and then as it goes back, it gets a little peppery and cinnamony. I like that as well. Give that a 7. Total of 32.
Okay, Greg.
Yeah, I thought this was on the lighter side on the appearance. So I put a 5 on it. It was lighter than the last one, and obviously not very dark at all. And the nose was very pleasant. I really wasn't sure what I was smelling on that nose, but it was pleasant. I was trying to look at the wheel here on the thing and put my finger on it. Never could do it.
Join the club.
Yeah, just like, what is this I'm smelling, man? I can't figure it out. So I was kind of baffled on that. I gave it a 7 because it was a good nose. But on the taste and the finish was the worst for me. It reminds me of a double oak something or a toasted something, which... my palate never agrees with. That's just what it's reminding me of. It's got a little bit of an off taste that, you know, like Old Elk. One time I tried it, it had this weird taste to me.
Old Elk? Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it had a weird. It was the what was the deal with Old Elk? What's that? Wasn't it like some kind of a weird.
I don't know if it was weird. It was weird good.
I thought Old Elk was like a weird mash bill. I thought like that guy that he used to work at MGP, right? Mm-hmm. The Greg guy or whatever. Yeah. I thought it was some kind of a weird mash bill he'd come up with, but whatever. I've never liked a double oak, a double barreled whatever, anything. Toasted Elijah, I never cared for it. Woodford double oak. Just not my thing, and this kind of reminded me of that. The first taste, it was very prominent with that off taste, but second and third was much better. It kind of settled down, so I don't know, but I gave it a 5 on the taste, and finish was definitely on the shorter side, dropped off pretty quickly, so I gave it a 5 with an overall 22.
Okay. Mike?
Okay, I also thought on the appearance it was a little bit light in color. It did have a nice viscosity, though, I thought. I gave it a 6 on appearance. On the nose, I got a lot of herbal smells. kept sensing something herbal. And I thought it was a bit, maybe a little bit of like warm butter. It smelled buttery. And on the taste, I still got that a little bit of a buttery taste at the beginning. I thought the flavor on it was rather mild. It really didn't have a strong, bold taste. And after a couple sips, I started getting some, maybe a little bit of mint and maybe some licorice or anise, just a little. And I thought it tasted maybe a little had a little ethanol taste to it. Overall, though, the taste wasn't bad, but I thought it had a very short finish and a little on the drier side. So I gave the appearance 6, the nose a 7, the taste an 8, and the finish a 7 for a total of 28.
Okay. Okay, with me, the appearance, because I won't reveal what it is yet, but I've given them all pretty much a 9 because this is a 90 proofer, and all the 90 proofs kind of look about the same, and it did have some viscosity. I have no idea what I was smelling, but I liked it. I mean, I take a sip, I go back and smell it, take another sip, smell, and it kept getting different with me.
Let me ask you, because I also wrote down, I didn't read what I wrote, but it said, I wrote, it didn't taste like it smelled to me.
No.
The smell was much better than the taste for me. It just,
well, see,
they were like opposite taste and smell to me.
See, I liked the taste too, but I didn't know what I was tasting.
Yeah.
I couldn't. You know, I've you know, maybe a charred, a little bit of a charring on a barrel or something, but there was a sweetness, but I couldn't pick up what it was. I had no idea, but I liked it. Finish, it was consistent, not great, not long. I gave it a 7. I gave the appearance a 9. I gave the nose an 8, even though I didn't know what I was smelling. Taste an 8. Finish a 7. I gave it 32. And 8 years in age, and your favorite, Dickel.
Dickel, was it? Yeah. I knew it had a damn off taste. I forgot to list Dickel as an off taste. Yep, I knew it was something there, man.
You know, the first 2 sips of that, I just didn't get it.
8? Is that what, like not aged 8 years?
It's 8 years.
Oh, it is an 8 year.
8 years.
Because I thought
they have a number 8 and
they got number 8 and a, okay.
But this is actually an 8 year bourbon.
I got you.
Yeah. And, you know, it kept changing on me. And by the time I was done with it, I made a note on a piece of paper. And I raised the nose from a 6 to an 8, and I raised the finish or the taste from a 6 to an 8, but I hit the finish at 7 all the way through. So just different strokes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So let's see. We went first. Okay, you're first this time, Greg.
All right. Appearance on this one was kind of like the last one. It was on the lighter side. I kind of scored it low. It was just an average, so I gave it a 5. The nose, I was getting like honey, cinnamon, and vanilla kind of combined to me. That's kind of, I kept trying to add, like first was honey and cinnamon. I'm like, what else is in there, man? It seemed like it was honey, cinnamon, vanilla. It's kind of what I got. Had a good taste to it. Gave it a 7, both on the nose and the taste. Tastes a lot like it smelled. The finish was a little better than the last one. The first sip, it dropped pretty quickly, but it seemed like the finish got better as I kept drinking that one. So I gave it a 6 on that, a little bit above average. So 25 total on that one.
Okay. Mike.
Okay. I also thought it was light in color, but it had a nice viscosity. It looked nice in the glass. The nose, I got some like malty vanilla. Little vanilla, little malt, and a little floral. I smelled some kind of flower. Don't know, can't place it, but and I got a little bit of a fruity, like a fresh fruit smell. And then after I tasted it, took the first taste, and I went back and smelled it again, I got bubble gum. I smelled bubble gum. It's quite prominent to me. On the taste, I tasted a little bit of licorice again. Maybe a little like aged tobacco. And I also thought it was a little buttery and slightly spicy. And the finish I thought was long and pleasant. Definitely a lot better than the number two there. So I gave it a 5 on appearance, a 7 on the nose, 8 on the taste, and 9 on the finish for a total of 29.
Hey, Mike, I got to ask you a quick question about aged tobacco. How do you know what aged tobacco smells like? Did you hide some cigarettes back when you were younger?
No,
your mom and dad wouldn't find them.
I'm thinking more of like a cigar that's made with aged tobacco.
Yeah, I just don't know what aged tobacco smells like because I always smoke my cigarettes when I hit them for mom. she did. She busted me one time. Quick story. She nailed me. We lived next door to my grandparents, and my grandma comes in with a pack of Marlboros. And I was like 14. My mom smoked Winston. Max, are these yours? I see that. I thought, oh, man, I'm screwed.
Okay, Steve.
All right. Appearance on this one, I thought it was light as well. No, I didn't think it was a whole very viscous either. I just gave that one a 6. The nose as well. I got some green oak, vanilla, some caramel. I wasn't overly impressed with the nose, so I gave it a 6 as well. The taste, I thought it was very sweet up front. Some butterscotch came through again, caramel. I actually thought it tasted much better than it smelled or looked. So I actually gave it a 9 on the taste. Finish, I thought it was a medium finish. A little short butterscotch up front, and then the cinnamon sat in, kind of mid palate. So gave that a 7, total of 28.
Okay. I gave it a 9. The viscosity was there. I had to go back and change mine after I had the 4 ounces. Originally, I gave the nose an 8, and I could smell some vanilla, and I think it was caramel that I smelled, but it kept changing on me. But I really liked the nose. I originally gave it an 8. But when I finished the 4 ounces, it just kept getting better. And I went back and gave it a 9. I did the same with the taste. There was just something about the taste. A lot of sweetness. I couldn't really taste any oak or any kind of wood in it. But I went from an 8 to a 9 by the time I finished it. And I gave the finish an 8 for 35. This is Houghton and Young American Whiskey, 92 proof, 12 years old. And there was something about it. The first, and I've had this before. In fact, the bottle's almost empty. But the first couple sips, it's just into anything. That third one, it started kicking in. And after that, it just kept getting better. So
I thought it definitely did open up.
Oh, man.
After you had a little of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
Larry, what's your approach when you do that? Do you, like when you're originally scoring it, just like a couple sips, you score it and then you finish it and then you kind of.
No, I wait till 3 and then I'll make some notes. But I want to. since I'm drinking 4 ounces, mm-hmm. I'm going to score it when I'm done drinking it.
I got you.
And
well, you score it after the 3 sips, too, so you kind of do like a double score to see
if yeah, but changes. The 4 ounces is where I come in for a final.
Okay.
And it's even... I hit an old tub yesterday.
Yeah?
It's 100 proof. And I thought, it's been a long time since I had this. And the first couple sips, I thought, oh, you know, what the hell am I doing? You know, I mean, really? I could have picked out something better.
Yeah.
By the time I got done, I would have gave it a straight 7 across the board. I mean, I'd still give it a 9 for appearance, but it got better. And it's, you know, Jim Beam, it's different. It's different than any Jim Beam that I've had before. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, have you hit Old Tub?
Oh, yeah. I don't mind Old Tub at all.
Yeah. I mean, it gets better.
Yeah. Drinker,
yeah.
You guys carry that one up there at the store.
When we get it in,
yeah,
it's pretty hard, isn't it? Yeah. I that's my third bottle that I had. I've got very little out of this one, but
what was that, like a mid 20 to 30 range?
Yeah. It's 100 proofer. Yeah. I mean, it's
I got
good.
Bought the house. I've only had one, and it's been a while since I've drank.
But I mean it. It doesn't taste like a Jim Beam single barrel or anything, but I mean, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, if you just take 2 sips, you're ready to pitch it.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who do we start with that time? Let's go, Mike. Okay. Mike, go to you.
All right.
Number 4.
On number 4, I thought it had very nice color. Maybe not quite as good as the number one we tasted, but I thought it had a really nice color, nice viscosity. On the nose, I thought the nose was pretty nice. It had a little vanilla, kind of herbal, maybe a little ethanol smell at the beginning. But overall, the nose was pretty nice. Taste, I thought it was really smooth, for one thing. And again, it seems like this is a recurring theme for me tonight, but I thought it tasted kind of buttery. I even got a little butterscotch off of it. But then after a couple sips, the spice started coming out for me, and it got a little spicier as I went on. And then I got a little, green oak taste. I thought it had a little oaky taste there. Towards the end of the glass, and I thought the finish was rather long, and it was kind of a hot finish. I mean, it was really warm for me, and there again, it was a little oaky. There was a lot of oak on the finish, I thought. So I gave it an 8 for appearance, 7 for the nose, 8 for taste, and 8 for finish, for a total 31.
Okay. Craig?
That to me was the best color that we had. It was definitely the darkest. It was a nice, deep, dark color. I gave it an 8. The nose to me, for a split second, I thought it was banana, but then it was like, no, that ain't banana. That's actually what it reminded me of is back when I was a kid. Have you ever got the Big League Chew bubble gum?
I'm before your time.
Well, you are a little bit before, but
it was tops.
Well, Babe Ruth was on there. but so you open up, it's like a tobacco pouch.
Yeah.
And the wild cherry, I used to love that stuff, and that's exactly what that smelled like. Like wild cherry to me is like pop big time was wild cherry. And, you know, I'd chew that stuff and swallow it just because it smelled and tasted so good. But, anyhow, so I gave it an 8 on the nose. I really like the nose. The taste, cherry too. I was kind of getting maybe a little clove, maybe, is what I was thinking. Very smooth drinker. Gave it a 7. The finish, I have to disagree with Mike. I was disappointed in that finish, man. I thought that was the worst part of the whole thing. I thought, man, if this finish would just kind of burn a little better, I gave it a 6. It just, I thought it was to be desired, you know, the finish. I wish it lasted a little bit longer and had a little more burn myself. But, so I gave it an overall of 29.
Yeah. Steve?
Yeah, I thought the appearance was nice. It was thick and dark. Gave it a 9. The nose, I got really ripe fruit, red fruit. I got grapes. Almost like a Cabernet Sauvignon wine when you open it up. You know, it's, you get that nice grapey, dark grape smell to it. Taste, again, I got overripe dark cherries again. It was even a little tannic. Like it made you thirsty the more you drank it, because you can feel the sides of your mouth kind of coming in a little bit. I gave that a 7. And then the finish, I too thought it was really short. A little oaky to begin with. A lot of pepper, but it just died right away. So I gave that a 6, total 30.
Okay. Okay, I gave it a 9 appearance. I liked the nose on it. I really didn't know what I was smelling, but it was sweet. And I just couldn't pick it out. And there was some pepper to it. I picked out the pepper. The taste, again, sweet. I could taste fruit, but I really didn't know what kind of fruit I was tasting. Tasted some vanilla, peppery. The finish, I had to change it. When I was done with my third sip, I thought, boy, this is not bad. I'd give it a 7. When I finished all 4 ounces, I had to drop it to a 6. So, yeah, appearance 9, nose 8, taste 8, finish 36, total 31. This is Templeton Rye, 91.5 proof, 6 years old. I got a better Templeton than this, which is really good. But I always liked this, but, you know, it just, I think the finish was the biggest disappointment, because the pepper just kind of left it, and it just got real short. And I had to go back to saying, well, at 3 tastings, not bad. But after 4 ounces, not much, you know. And in fact, I scored the Dickel better than the Templeton Rye. And the Blood Oath was my top score. I had that at 38. Dickel, 32. Hooten Young, 35, and Templeton Rye, 31. But again, 4 ounces plus.
Yeah.
I know what I'm drinking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys don't know what you're drinking.
Yeah.
And that's like me. Mine was a tie between Blood Oath and Templeton Rye. But after the fact, you know, you're kind of trying to gauge something. But as you go along, you know, well, you know, that actually probably was a little better than this one. You know, you're trying to gauge 4 of them in a row here, but I would have scored probably the Blood Oath a little higher just to get it, because I liked it better than the Templeton.
Yeah, yeah.
So mine would have been 1, Blood Oath, and then Templeton 2, Hooten Young 25, and then Dickel. You know what I think.
Well, I like Blood Oath, but I think that's a typical overpriced one.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because it's good, but it's not great.
Yeah.
And I don't know, what was it, 100 and a half now?
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would never pay that for one.
Yeah.
I mean, when I got these, I think they were in their 90s, and I got it, you know, by buying a dozen. Yeah. I got my 10% discount. Mm-hmm. But it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but... And I've always enjoyed the Pack 5 and Pack 6, but at $150, there's a lot more out there than that. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Greg, the Dickel 8 slightly came up on top for me. So.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
On top?
Yeah, just slightly ahead of Blood Oath. And then the Templeton Rye.
Well, you know, I really like that tickle. I mean, I had no idea what the hell I was drinking.
To me, it's nothing like the Nickel
8. No, Nickel 12. I mean,
I think it's much better than the regular.
Well, yeah. The regular. I mean, it's 8 year, right? I mean,
yeah, and it's a bourbon. The other two,
definitely going to be better than that 8 and 12.
But. Yeah, well, don't they have,
Bottled and Bond. I mean, I got the one Bottled and Bond. It was like a, 13 year maybe or something? And it's decent. I mean, but it's still got a little bit of that shit going on that I don't care for. I don't know. I'd like to know what it is, man. I really don't.
I scored the Dickel the lowest out of the four, but there again, I didn't think it was horrible by any means. The Blood Oath, I picked number one, but it just for something about the Blood Oath, I really liked.
I like it.
What was your Blood Oath? Three?
Two.
Or two. Oh,
yeah.
Two.
Yeah,
and the Templeton was good, too. That was my number two.
Yeah. Well, they were all pretty close for me, but the Blood Oath, and again, that's my second bottle of Pack 6, and I've always enjoyed it. And the problem is, when I know what I'm drinking, you guys don't, and my predisposition on Blood Oath was I knew I was going to like it. Uh-huh. I just didn't know how much I'd like it. So, you know, and I like that Hooton and Young too. I mean, I really, it's different. It's, you know, there's some bourbons that are quite similar, but I thought the Hooton and Young and Blood Oath's quite a bit different than most of them. To me, it tastes, like I said, about 110 proof, not a 98.6.
Well, and the Hooton and Young, by looking at it, 92 proof, 12-year-old. I mean, I have a feeling that stuff would be probably phenomenal if it was, you know, in the 110s or 120s.
Oh, even 100.
Yeah.
It's another military one, too.
Was it?
Another military owned.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. It's that guy from Black Hawk Down.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
And where are they out of?
No idea.
Oh, okay. But he's part of the Black Hawk Down.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's him and a wine person.
Well, now is that 12 years old? Is that sourced? Probably sourced, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Right. It's a sommelier, a wine guy got together with him and they picked out what they liked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know where it comes from by chance?
I don't. It's not listed. I can't find it. So.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. So
we got two different ones up at the store now.
Yeah. Oh, what did you got a higher proof one?
I don't think so. I think this is the one. I don't remember. But yeah, okay, there's two different ones.
Yeah,
what kind of prices on that?
70s, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's worth it. I mean, when I run out, I'm getting another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to aggravate. That's always a plus. Just to aggravate my wife and see if she's really going to commit me. So, you know, it was funny. My Nancy's reunion's coming up, high school reunion, and she was talking to a friend of hers to see if she was going. And this woman married late in life, and her husband died. But anyway, she worked at P&G and retired, and I'm sure with the stock program, she's well off. And the funny thing is now she's 82 years old. She loves to shop. And she told Nancy, she said, you know what? Love shoes and purses. She says, I think I've got a pair of shoes for every day of the year.
Unbelievable.
And I told Nancy, I said, well, see, I'm not so bad with the whiskey. I don't have a bottle for every day of the year.
Yeah, you need to play catch up, Larry.
I'm getting close. I just count mine. I'm a little under 300.
All right. The last time I checked, I was at 278.
Yeah.
And that was, but that wasn't counting Nancy's, Jameson, and Tito's, which Well, I go in and I usually get two or three bottles and put them back there because at night, the Jameson, she'll put ice, water, and 80-proof Jameson, but she can't take pain pills. You know, it either makes her tired, or she said it makes me tired or goofy, and I always add to it.
Are you bringing some good bottles to a reunion?
Hell no.
Oh. Well, I was just wondering, because I was going to say, if you were, I kind of think I graduated with Nancy.
Yeah, you have to dye your hair. Well, if she went to an all-girls school, you have to have to get some implants.
This day and age.
Don't ask.
But you know, I'd walk in with a Bud Light then.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, the funny thing is, she went to Seton, and I went to Elder. When we have our Elder reunions, it's a big deal. I mean, all the spouses are invited, and really nice. Mm-hmm. Her reunion is a lunch at Price Hill Chili.
Really?
No spouses invited.
Oh, wow.
So I think her 50th reunion was real good. That was at Western Hills Country Club. And somebody talked me into being a photographer, and I put it on. Yeah, I made a slideshow out of some out of town people. I put it on a disc and sent it to them. So, but it was that was one of the few that the husbands were invited to.
Oh, okay. So,
but it's okay. I got to be a chauffeur, so I'll wind up eating a couple conies or something. So, okay. Well, have you bought any good whiskey lately?
I'm trying to think. Last thing I bought, I actually, where was I at? I bought a Four Roses single barrel because it was a six tier, and it's 40. I think Four Roses single barrel, you know, the 100 proof shelfer. Oh, one of the best $40 bottles in existence.
That and,
yeah,
and
I agree. It's good.
And the Four Roses Select.
Small Batch Select.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's kind of like a tie between them. It's like, man, what you know, what are you after?
I think I've gone through probably a half a dozen of each, and I've maybe got there for a while. The Four Roses Small Batch Select was hard to get. So I think I picked up three of them, and I've got one that's almost gone and two in reserve because you just never know when you got to have one.
For sure. Do you have any barrel strength?
No, not Four Roses.
Oh, man. And that's,
where do you find that at?
It's hard. It's you can only get it at store picks. It's got to be a store pick, and they'll sell them at the distillery, too.
We need to get a barrel pick.
Oh, I've been on them guys at Batesville. Steve. Oh, man, I've been on them for
that
a long
would
time.
Be the, I mean, yeah. Four Roses would, I mean, would be the way to go.
Well, there's 10
that.
Different batches. Because they got, four different yeast strains, I think. And then two different mash bills, low rye and high rye.
So, yeah, they've got
there's like 10 different batches that they make. And,
yeah.
You know, I've had them all but one. I've got the OESO, but not the OBSO. And I think the BSO was the higher rye version. But you know, they're usually ranging anywhere from 115 to 122 proof.
Yeah,
and aged anywhere from 9 to 12 years usually.
Well, I think other than the Four Roses Yellow Label, the bar whiskey. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Four Roses just top notch.
Good stuff.
And, and the bar whiskey isn't bad, but
I mix that one, but yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to, that's a mixer, yeah. If you're going to mix.
Yeah, but I don't mix. If I had a choice of buying that or Wild Turkey, Maker's Mark, I mean, Four Roses would be out of the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
for sure.
I think I killed another bottle of Wild Turkey 101. I always liked
that. Yeah, even the 101 rye. I mean, that's great.
I haven't tried that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a big Wild Turkey fan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Not, no, the Long Branch.
How about Rare Breed?
Rare Breed's okay. The Long Branch is probably my favorite out of all the Wild Turkeys, but the...
Isn't the Long Branch only 86 proof?
It might be, but it's...
And it's kind of mesquite.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
it's and it's Matthew McConaughey, for Christ's sake.
But I'm just...
It's one of the sexiest men alive.
The Wild Turkey 101s, I'm not a fan of.
Really?
Yeah, just not... I don't know. I don't know what it is about them. I'm just... They're not my favorite. I can drink them, but they're just not my favorite.
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you what. They had some veterans ones that I found at George's Pharmacy, believe it or not. They were made in... what was that year? 2017, maybe, something like that. It's a blue label, and it's the 80-something proof version, and I bought them just because it's like a limited edition military deal, and I bought them and wasn't even going to crack one. I had three of them. I decided to crack one, and I was like, holy shit, man, this stuff is very smooth, very good, and I'd like to go get me a regular bottle of, you know, because this had that Austin Nichols name on it, people go nuts over the Austin Nichols Wild Turkey stuff. But
I don't know who Austin Nichols is.
Well, it was like their, bottler, whatever it was. But Austin Nichols is a little bit older stuff, you know.
Okay.
But I've been wanting to go get an 80-something proofer of the Wild Turkey just to see how it tastes compared to that one, see if there's any difference. Because it was exceptional, man, for what it was.
Yeah, I've liked Wild Turkey, Rare Breed, and even I like the Long Branch. That's good. It's I've never had the Wild Turkey Masters. Don't they have
Masters Keep? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
always good.
That's the most expensive bottle I've ever bought, man. I bought one of them.
Did you?
Oh yeah, a few months back.
Where'd you find that?
Well, Steve didn't hook me up, so I had to go to Oldenburg.
And you found that?
They had that damn thing sitting right in there on the top of a barrel.
You're kidding me.
I'm not. And, but it was, I want to say it was about $240. That was the most I've ever paid for a bottle of bourbon, and I actually cracked it.
Well, you know? So I'm almost done with my Boss Hog.
Yeah. If I'd have known you never had it, I'd bring it in. It's good. I'll probably never buy another one.
Well, you know,
like of that particular batch, but they change them up every year, right?
You mentioned George's. We were in there. This is several years ago after they opened, because with Nancy's neuropathy, we wound up getting a chairlift go upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So. After we were done, we were walking around looking in George's, and they had a Booker's on the shelf. And I guess people weren't buying high dollar stuff.
Mm-hmm.
$78.
Really?
I got one for $78
for Booker's?
Yeah. For a book. Now, this is about four or five years ago.
Even the Batesville liquor, it used to sit on the shelf there. It sat in Kroger. And it was about $80, 85, something like that.
Yeah, but now you
can't find them.
Yeah, I've got a couple Booker's. How much is Booker's now? I don't even know.
That's only about $100, I think. Isn't it?
Yeah,
around $99.99.
Well, anyway, I'll tell you what.
Make sure you edit out that Oldenburg thing, because I don't want anybody going to my honey hole, you know.
I'm sure somebody will pick up on that.
I'm sure.
Anyway, let's wrap this one up, in case people don't know, we actually do two podcasts at a time and run them a week apart. So we're going to sign off for now and start on another tasting. And let's close out with the national anthem. Let's see here. Okay, I want to thank everybody for listening. And God bless you. God bless the United States of America. And I'll talk to you on the next podcast. Thanks again.